Hello again. It's always so much fun talking dirty to you. Now, last time, I understand, last time, it wasn't too pornographic. I think it was sexy and it was fun and, well done for me anyway, but maybe not as hot as it could have been. So, I hope to make that up to you this week. And if my throbbing hard cock in my pants is any indication of how things will go today, I hope it's a hot experience for all of us. And just know as you lie there and relax or go about your day, I'm happy to be spending time with you, and my hand will be just gripping my fucking throbbing cock through my pants the whole time. But no, I'm not going to stroke it because I just love talking to you. I love using my mind to try and connect with yours. And that's what makes this hot for me. It really, really is. That's what makes this into a truly erotic experience and what makes these just so much fun and makes me so enthusiastic to record them. I'm home on a weekend, and I was thinking about those lovely weekend mornings that we spend sleeping in. But then I get to thinking about, why we need a little extra sleep. I guess maybe we shouldn't consider it sleeping in. I mean, maybe we should consider it a nap because of what we'd gotten up to a little earlier in the morning. And there's just something about you. When I fall asleep next to you, oh my God, I'll wake up. I'll wake up just in the middle of the night, and you'll be pressed up against me. And God, just feeling your gorgeous body against me, it turns me on so fucking much. I just love how you feel. And especially, it's kind of like late fall. Really feels like wintertime here. And like when the room's kind of cool, and like we're both under the blankets, and you press into me. God, just feeling your curves against my body just fucking turns me on so much. And my cock just, it starts to twitch, and I can just feel the blood rushing down. And I know that in like 5 minutes, I'm gonna be so fucking hard for you. And I kind of feel bad because I don't want to wake you up, but I know you really know by now, right? You know by now that if you press into me, and you snuggle in just the right way, pressing your ass up against me, pressing it up against my cock. You know what's going to happen. You know that you're going to be wide awake very, very soon. And God damn it, like I told you guys I wasn't going to masturbate, and I know I've said before that masturbating while recording isn't maybe my favorite thing to do, but this is a lot. Like my cock is just so fucking hard. I'm going to masturbate. So give me 1 quick second. Okay, so my pants are off, and I did have this gigantic bottle of baby oil on my table here from recording a bunch of masturbation stuff. So I'm going to just under the table. This isn't a cock mic audio. I'm just gonna get my cock just nice and fucking wet. There we go. And I've just got like my hands just fuck. Just on the tip, like just teasing and squeezing and okay. Anyway, yeah, I have my wet cock in my hand. And I'm gonna tease it and stroke it while I record the rest of this. Sorry. So you roll over, and I mean, you would obviously have felt my hard cock pressed into your ass. And then you roll over chest, down my stomach, and down my boxer briefs, and that's what I wear, usually every day. Including when I sleep. I usually don't sleep naked. It's a fun fact. But anyway, you slide your hand down, and you just feel how fucking hard it is. And you slide those boxer briefs down a little bit, and you take my cock and balls out, and God, you just wrap your hand around it because you love to feel it fucking throb. You love to feel my big, thick cock throb in your hands. Oh, and it's just aching. By now, it's just fucking aching because I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you so goddamn bad, my cock. Oh, it needs that perfect, delicious fucking cut. You squeeze it and you look down on it, and I love the hungry look on your face when you take my cock out and you see how fucking hard it is, and you know that blood's just pumping into it, and you can fucking feel my heartbeat in my cock. Kind of like how Jesus Christ, kind of like how I can feel it now. Fuck. That look on your face, because you know, God, you know how hard and fucking deep I'm going to go in your little cunt. But you also know that I take my time and I fuck you. I fuck you not to make me feel good, but to make us both feel good. I want to hit just those perfect spots in your pussy. And you know that. You know that I know how to fuck. And I'm not just going to pound away like a fucking... like a fucking teenager. I'm going to fuck you. I am going to give your cunt just what it fucking needs to feel good. And I know you're probably wet by now, but I would, you know, just make sure that, you know, I reach down between your thighs and just feel how wet your little cunt was. And if it was just not quite there yet, because I want you so soaking fucking wet, because, you know, my cock, it's kind of big and thick, and I don't want to hurt your little pussy, and so I need you soaking wet for me, so I'd reach between your thighs, and just feel how wet you were, and I would take, you know, some of your juices from your opening, and I would rub them on my fingers, and move my fingers up to your clit, you know, kissing. Kissing you while I just move my fingers up. With that wetness from your cunt, just started working little circles with two fingers around your clit. And just hearing your breath pick up, and just reading your body language, your breath, just knowing when it feels good, when your breath picks up and you let out a little moan, or I can feel you just gyrating your hips a little bit. I know it feels so good. Oh, and I want you to keep your fucking hand on my cock and just squeeze. and I can kind of gauge how good it feels by how hard you fucking squeeze my cock. Oh, and you know, when you kind of, I know it maybe isn't the best thing for me, but when you loosen your grip and maybe your hand drifts away, I know you're getting kind of lost. And you're getting kind of lost with, you know, and that pleasure of my hands on your cunt, so I really don't mind. But just going faster and faster and just reaching down to see how wet you are. And then as you get a little bit wetter, just moving more and more of your juices up to your clit so I can stroke it a little bit faster and a little bit faster. Oh, and I know you've been fucking horny, and I know you've wanted to fuck all night long. So it's not going to take too long of me just tasting your lips, you know, those sweet, gentle kisses, then going in a little bit deeper, and as I pull away, just sucking your bottom lip into my mouth, maybe biting it ever so fucking gently. Fucking, I love your lips. I love your lips so fucking much, beautiful. And I'd get you there however long it took. And you're breathing heavier, and your hips gyrating into the back. And me asking you, please, sweetie, come on, come for me, come with my fingers, come on, please, I want to fuck you, I want to fuck you so bad. I want to fuck you so fucking bad. Come on. You know, just imploring you and almost begging you. Asking you to open your eyes and look into mine, because I want to see your eyes. I want your eyes, you know, your wide, desperate eyes staring into mine from up close while I make you come. And it's so satisfying. And even though I didn't think my cock could get any harder, it throbs and it aches more and more. I have a visceral physical reaction to making you come. Like my cock, it makes my cock fucking hard to hear and to feel you come when you're next to me. And right now, I fucking need your cunt on my big, thick, fucking hard cock. And so I tell you to get on top. And I just want you, just like lying on my chest. You can put all of your weight on my chest and just your knees on either side. I want you on top, but you don't have to do anything. I just want to fuck you. So I'll bring my knees up. And I'll use all of my leg strength to just pump my cock up into your just dripping fucking cunt. God, and by then, you know, you'd be stroking my cock. So I know there'd be, God, so much just, and when I pre-cum, it's usually just like a lot. Like pre-cum just like floods out of my cock and just covers it. So if you got me there, my wet cock just sliding into your dripping fucking cunt. Jesus fucking Christ. You can just fucking hear it. Just me, my hands on your ass, just fucking driving my cock up and into your G-spot. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be going all the way in just yet, but I'd just be working you right there, right on that inner upper wall of your pussy. God, just feeling it swell, because when your G-spot just swells, oh, your cunt gets tighter on my cock, and it feels so much better. And I just love your reaction and that look in your face, and how you wrap your arms around me and you pull your upper body in close. Oh, and I can just be right there in your ear, your head just on my shoulder while I pump into your little pussy with my hands on your ass. I can whisper those filthy, filthy things in your ears. Like, oh, sweetie, fuck. Oh, your little G-spot is so fucking swollen. I feel so good around my cock. Oh, God. You too. Your cunt feels so fucking good. Your cunt feels so fucking good. How does my cock feel? Tell me my cock feels good. Doesn't it? I know it does, sweetie. I know it feels good in the little G-spot, doesn't it? Right fucking there. Oh, and I could just keep fucking you just like that. But I can just keep getting just a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper. Hands just gripping your ass, maybe my fingers, just teasing your asshole just a tiny, tiny bit. And you don't have to do anything. You just have to keep your weight on my chest. Just prop those knees up and feel my strong fucking hands gripping your ass while I fucking pump your cunt on my lap. Oh, and I'd be getting closer, and I'd be getting closer because your little pussy would be so fucking tight around my big cock. Fuck, it feels so fucking good. Oh, my fucking wet. My wet cock in my hands. Fuck. God damn, it's been hard. It's been hard to concentrate. Oh, God. And God, I want to come for you so fucking bad. And God, I know you're tightening. You're tightening around me. Oh, God. And maybe you're sinking your teeth into my collarbones. Because God, doesn't it feel so fucking good? And my cock is just so fucking perfect for you. And that nice upward curve shaped just like a fucking sex toy for your fucking pleasure. And a man who wants nothing more for it to feel so fucking amazing with every fucking stroke into your goddess cunt. And I'd fill you with my fucking cum, beautiful. I would fill you with my fucking cum. Oh, and I would keep fucking pumping after I came, just so you could hear. You could fucking hear my cum inside you. Oh, and then I'd slow down and I'd let you just catch your breath. And I'd catch my breath, and I'd leave my cock in your cunt, just full of my hot cum, and just feel it fucking drip, feel it drip down my balls, and just make a huge fucking mess. Oh my. And we can think about it in the morning because we can sleep for 7 more hours. We got nothing to fucking do. But what I'm going to do is I'm maybe going to go and finish myself off, or maybe I'll even record a little something for you that I can release later on. Because I'm definitely in that headspace. So it's been wonderful talking dirty to you again, and as always, if this is for sleep or relaxation, rest well.